Now, I got a little segment on the conventions. We want to welcome the cheerleaders in town this weekend. And we're happy to have the cheerleaders in town this weekend. But, you know, in front of me, I have the January convention schedule. Well, the cheerleaders are here. They're here every year. The pool and spa show's here. They've probably been here for 100 years. And the canyon runners are here. They've been here for several years. Basically, once again, from what you see from the schedules, we have the same schedule this year as we've had for the last 10 years. So pretty much, as I say, every year they take the date off, put the new date on, 2018, and mail it out, and there you go. And it's wonderful to get away with all this. But, you know, it's just people continue to ask, well, what can be done here? And, you know, my feelings all along, and this is, forget Glenn Straub. I don't want you to sell Boardwalk Hall to Glenn Straub, even though he wants to buy it. But I do believe both buildings should be sold. And just hear me out. Now, there was a post yesterday, you know, and I have a segment about police and fire, about how, you know, you could slash salaries, but you certainly shouldn't be slashing personnel at a time when the city's going to get busier. And they were talking about how the state robbed all of our luxury tax money. So I want to explain it one more time again. The reason we don't have luxury tax money and the reason we will never have luxury tax money is because of those two halls, the Boardwalk Hall and the Convention Center. All the luxury tax money is dedicated to those two halls. Now, they do lose $20 million a year, unfortunately, even though they are utilized sometimes because they're not utilized enough. The expenses are just way too high. We have basically a bureau like the Screw AC people that, you know, make $7 million a year. That's a $7 million budget to basically not book conventions. And, you know, it's funny. They must know when I'm going to do a segment on them because yesterday they, you know, it was all like press releases. It was on the website of the press. They had like a press conference. And the Screw AC people are celebrating 2017. And you know what they're celebrating? Then they admitted it. 2017 was a worse year than 2016. How do you celebrate, you know, that ineptness? They celebrated doing less business and conventions 2017 and 2016. 2018 will be worse than 2017. So I guess we're supposed to tell those people, keep up the bad work.
Well, anyway, I mean, Frank, you know, we talk about the Miss America subsidy.
Exactly. This is worse.
This is maybe
this is
worse.
A real scandal.
The Meet AC travesty. And they continue to say that they're doing all of this great work and they will be patting themselves on the back. To that $7 million budget, I mean, all you need is to make phone calls to people. I mean,
it's
that's
not working.
You're basically selling them on Atlantic City and selling them conventions. What in the hell are the – we talked about the
– paying salaries.
Right, the idiot Haskell with the $500,000. What salaries are the Meet AC people doing? And please name the new conventions. And when they talk about new conventions, Frank, basically anything new that's brought in is so small that it's so insignificant that it has no effect on the city whatsoever.
No, League of Municipalities – and real estate and a little bit teachers, and all those conventions have been here for 100 years, are still the only conventions that you get any kind of push at all compared to regular business. So anyway, if you want your luxury tax money back, you will never get it back without my plan, which is you sell both buildings to independent people. Now, you do a few things. First of all, you're getting property tax money back because that's not paid now because it's operated by the state. Independent people, chances are they're going to have a lot more shows there because they're going to try to make profit. You're going to get all your luxury tax money back, so that's incredibly going to help the finances of Atlantic City if you want to get that money back. And you're going to save $7 million on these Screw AC people who do nothing. So I just helped Atlantic City's finances incredibly. But you have to sell both buildings. If you don't, then you can't continue to complain, we want our luxury tax money. You will never get it back because that money is dedicated to those two buildings. Those two buildings, if you don't know, lose $20 million a year, and they will continue to lose that. And our luxury tax money is mortgaged for centuries because now they want to do all these improvements in those buildings, so they basically mortgage future luxury tax money. So I just want everybody to know where the luxury tax money goes. It goes to those two buildings, and we're never going to get it back as long as the state controls those buildings. So I just want to make sure everybody understood that. I got a nice segment on casino gambling and Revel and everything. So let's start with, the figures came out. Now, okay, this is so funny. Everybody says the casinos had a great year. Well, the casinos didn't have a great year. They went up 2%. Well, internet gambling went up 20%. So that tells you that the brick-and-mortar casinos went down 18%. We know from room occupancy rate and the amount of people that come over the expressway, there were less people here in 2017. We know that because we had all those less hotel rooms because of the Taj Mahal. So the crazy people at the Lloyd Levinson Institute of Silliness and Nonsense at Stockton, the think tank that knows nothing about tourism there, said it was a good year too. But it was not a good year this year. Don't be fooled by the casinos did 2% better. That was only because of internet gambling. You know, bully for them, but bad for the rest of us. Now, so you won't feel so bad for Borgata when we start to tip the scale back to the boardwalk a little bit. Borgata had an $800 million year, the best year they ever had. God bless Borgata. But you need to understand And the reason I call that area the dump out there, if you ever were here earlier, that was our landfill. We somehow redeveloped our landfill to make it more popular than our boardwalk. Doesn't anybody think that was a problem? So to have just one casino alone out there taking in $800 million, it's not what was supposed to happen. You have two other casinos out there. So as we told you before, more than 50% of the revenue we take in Atlantic City actually goes to the dump. And that's been one of our big problems here, why we pretty much have an empty city. You know, Resorts does the best it can, and Tropicana is on an island on its own. They do well down there. And unfortunately, Caesars isn't even in the game right now. We're going to talk about that today. Now, for the month of December, they went down 2%. So it shows you how pathetic that is, and that's with even internet gambling going up 20%. So you can see how many less people, again, were in the brick-and-mortar casinos, and that's why pretty much everybody had a bad month of December in Atlantic City, all the independent businesses. But here's the real telling thing for the month. Little Golden Nugget, which you can fit inside Caesars, took in more money than Caesars did in December. So here we have this big company in the middle of the boardwalk kind of destroying everything because they're not playing the game. And Caesars is going to have to decide whether they're going to jump in the game and be a player here or whether they're going to either, you know, maybe go bankrupt again or sell. But they certainly are going to be able, if they're going to sit there with their thumb up their butt, they're going to die once the, you know, this end of the boardwalk comes alive. So, of course, the happy thing happened where finally they sold Revel. Again, thank you, folks, for voting against North Jersey Casino Gambling.